Gratitude meditation. Gratitude can help us have a positive outlook on life. For example, it can bring increased awareness about the positive things in life we may be overlooking. All those gifts we have on a day-to-day basis that were so easy to forget. A warm meal, shelter, connection with others. The other cool thing about gratitude is that it has actual health benefits, increased happiness and compassion, stronger and more meaningful relationships, and even a stronger immune system. The thing is about gratitude, for many of us, it's not something that automatically shows up. We have to practice to get it. It's possible you're from a background or place where you weren't taught the skill. One way to look at it is this. In order for us to have gratitude, we need to be grateful. And that's where this practice can come in. This gratitude meditation will provide a space for us to explore some simple techniques to do this, such as using the reflective mind to intentionally focus on some of the gifts that we have in life. For this meditation, you can either lie down or sit in a chair, whichever feels more comfortable. If you are lying down, I find laying with the legs outstretched and arms at the side, on the back, to be the best position. If you're sitting upright in a chair, try to have the spine relatively straight and the shoulders dangling off the neck, not all bunched up. If you're comfortable, try closing your eyes. If not, lower your gaze and pick a point in front of you to focus the eyes on. When you hear the bell ring, just bring your full attention to it and then wait for more instructions. I suggest starting with a few deep breaths, trying to honor each breath as much as possible. And speaking of the breath, why not start with bringing some attention and gratitude to that? This breath that goes and goes, never asking for anything in return. We don't even need to tell it what to do or how to do it. It just breathes for us, supporting us through thick and thin. How remarkable it is. So bring some gentle attention to this moving breath, full of life, full of spirit. Check it out for a few seconds. From that breath, see if you can feel gratitude for it, and then let it radiate from your heart in whichever direction it feels like moving. What I mean by this is to let your heart and mind reflect on the things that you may have in your life right now. I find it's easiest to start simple. Maybe the basic needs that you have in life, which are currently being met, be it having access to food, living in a safe place, or having your health. Or you can allow the heart and mind to go towards the earth, the grass, trees, rain, animals, and the vast tapestry of human life on the planet. So much to consider. And don't forget the people in your life, friends, family, even ancestors of whom you've never met. The people in your life that have your back, no matter what, even if it's only one person. Now, if you've already noticed your mind drifting someplace else, that's fine. Just keep bringing it back to focus on gratitude, even if the mind says, "This is stupid," or "I have nothing to be grateful for." Remember, it's a practice. Don't worry too much about getting it right. Just keep returning to the reflective mind. And here's something else to consider. What about all the things in our lives that didn't happen to us? All those things that could have gone wrong but didn't. Maybe extending some gratitude for the fact that we may not be sick, or may not have gotten into a car accident today, or an argument with a loved one. What else can we be grateful for? Can we also practice gratitude for difficult things that we've been shielded from? Remember, the mind will continue to drift off, and it might happen over and over again. We can keep bringing the mind back to another thing that we feel gratitude for. Okay, in a moment, we're going to finish up. Take a second to send some gratitude to yourself in this very moment. Take one last deep breath before the bell rings. And when the sit is over, see if you can maintain some gratitude that you've experienced, trying to stretch it out for as long as possible.